Food is the perfect discussion for Thanksgiving morning. Rachel Ray has a new book out called This Must Be the Place, over 125 recipes from her home kitchen, with personal stories on gratitude and the special memories that make a house a home. The Rachel Ray Show airs weekday afternoons at 1 here on WGN-TV, and Rachel joins us this morning. Rachel, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm very grateful for that intro.
Oh,
it was so beautiful.
Absolutely.
I'd like to turn it into a self-affirmation tape.
That's awesome. I'm glad you liked it. So it must be big plans at the Cusumano Ray household today. People must love when they get an invitation from you.
You know, I have to tell you, we have very tiny Thanksgivings because people, I think, know how crazy I am about putting up Christmas trees and playing Christmas music way too early. Most of my family stays away on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's usually just, my in-laws, my mom, my dad, and me and John. So it's actually one of the easiest days of the year for me because I only have to cook for a few people.
All right, that's fair.
If you've read the book or you know anything about me,
yeah.
I tend to overdo everything. So even though I'm only feeding six people, it will definitely be multiple turkeys.
That's lovely.
Put one on the smoker, and I like to make two turkeys so I can put one on the table whole and put one fully carved to pass. So it just looks prettier. And I make them spatchcock, and I buy small birds. So everything cooks very quickly, actually. It doesn't take a lot of hours out of the day. I think that you can't have too much leftover turkey, even if you're just cooking for two or three people, because people love the leftovers
more than
they love Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, turkey chili and turkey stew and turkey enchilada suizas and, on and on and on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turkey hash. I sound like Forrest Gump when they start listing shrimp.
Yeah, I love that you just have a turkey on the table for presentation. I mean, that just is so you to do that.
It looks so pretty to sit down at a big table.
Yeah.
It's like, feasts in Dr. Seuss books or something. Like, I just love that almost childlike, inside a snow globe feeling of looking out on a full bounty on spread out on a table. There's something very pretty and comforting about a feast.
But as you said about it, too, though, I mean, you are going to eat it. I mean, I'm as simple as the kids are like, make sure there's extra turkey, Dad. Make sure you buy an extra because we're going to do sandwiches tomorrow, right? Oh, yeah.
Everybody, and if you do have guests come over, they all expect a goodie bag, a.k.a. leftovers.
They want
a pound or two to take home.
That's true. I'm half Polish, and that's the thing. Like, I literally have containers lined up in my kitchen with a little Sharpie so I can set aside.
Same thing with Italians, with big Jewish families, like just big families in general.
Yeah.
We line up the containers. Same thing. And I have the Sharpie. We are strangely separated at birth on this. I make sure I have a Sharpie that works and a brand new pack of Post-it notes so I can label everything for everyone.
I love it. And you got to give them a little bit of everything because you don't want to give them half a meal.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I make extra, and I make the same thing every year. And I think in general, that's great advice for people.
Mm-hmm.
I always warn people, don't make something you've never made before for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no experimenting.
Make something that you do well, or at least test that recipe out for you before you get to the big day. But definitely make double and triple of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you are so relatable because I can't say that about many people we see and watch on TV every day. And I think you really made that shift against the norm and communicated to viewers right out of the box that they are like you and you are like them.
Well, I got lucky in that Food Network was willing to have someone who's a cook, not a chef, and someone who's not in a chef coat who wants to show people everything, even if something doesn't come out perfect, and opening all the cans, and if something drops or doesn't work out, they don't reshoot it. It really took the partnership there of wanting to be intimate with people. If you're going to go into their home and tell them what they should be eating, for goodness sake,
you want to
build a trust worthiness. That's a big factor, is the trust factor, and having a creative team allow you to do that, that's a really big deal. And then again, at the daytime show, not being scripted, trying to show celebrities in a different light and help them forget they are celebrities, and trying to show people themselves and as much, if not more, of the programming as we donate to celebrities, we are committed to our viewers seeing their own stories. And, you know, so that we really work very hard, and I mean we, at every place I work, from the furniture company, companies, plural, that I work with, bringing back apprenticeship programs, and as much product as we can get made in America, we do, to work with, to the people that work with me at our magazine publication, to the publisher that I choose to work with, to everyone that works at the daytime show, to everyone at Food Network. We are a community that believes in this common goal of getting people more excited about every day of their lives, and to be a little more adventurous, and to really support each other, and to offer a fair, well-made product at a good price, to be supportive in our words and how we spend our dollars and our time. All of those things are common to this very large group of talented, lovely people that I have the absolute privilege of working with every day.
Well, before I let you go, it is Thanksgiving morning. I know stuffing is such an integral part of the Thanksgiving meal. What is your favorite recipe? Because that seems always to be the competition when people are talking, is what kind of stuffing are you using in the turkey?
Well, I think you need to marry yourself to a great base, and then you can flavor it up differently every year. You can add and subtract based on who you're feeding at the table. For me, the stuffing that I grew up with, my mom always made apple, celery, and onion. So I make apple, celery, and onion with very basic poultry seasonings, parsley, sage, rosemary, thyme, every year, copious amounts of butter, and really good turkey bone stock to moisten it.
Awesome.
I think the stuffing, I love serving crispy, crunchy stuffing, mm-hmm. so I either cook it in a large sheet tray, you know, like a half sheet or a full sheet pan.
That's smart.
With very low sides, you know, like a rimmed baking sheet, so that all of the stuffing gets crunchy on the top, the bottom, and more sides, instead of, you know, in a pot or inside the bird. And of course, I'm have a little bit of celebrity for stuffing muffins. Maybe a small amount of stuffing.
I've seen you do that. Yeah,
I stuff it into muffin tins, and it pre-portions it, makes it easy to grab them, and you get this crunchy factor. But you can tweak that if you come up with a great base. Like, I could make that Italian by adding brown butter, more sage, fewer herbs, and Italian sausage. You see what I'm saying? I could make like Adirondack style with maple and bacon and toasted walnuts mixed in with the apple, celery, and onion. You can tweak it if you come up with a base recipe that you really love that's kind of innocuous.
Yeah, I like the meat stuffing. I like you mentioning the sausages and stuff in there. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can tweak it each Thanksgiving. It'll still taste familiar, but you'll be mixing up your game by adding in different, you know, little, and it'll be exciting for your family and friends that always eat your same stuffing.
Yeah,
be
I love it. Yeah.
I wonder what this year's mixing's going
to
be.
I like that. I like looking forward to that. I do. Well, Rachel's new book is called This Must Be the Place, and you can catch Rachel weekday afternoons at 1 on WGN-TV. Always a pleasure, Rachel, and
Thank
happy
you
Thanksgiving
so much.
To you and your family.
Thank you, and you as well.